Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
We change our minds every day. About a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, I'm back. It's Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. How's everyone doing today? It was sunny here in Minnesota, so that makes me really happy. As you can tell, there's a glow on my face, even though it's evening. That's all I can say. That makes me happy. The sun's been out all day. With that being said, I want to talk about the different dimensions of wellness and how to maximize your personal wellness well-being, right? As we always are talking about our physical well-being, there's five dimensions of it. So you got your physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and intellectual, right? So what does that mean, right? There's the health and wellness educators that tell us that we do not need to neglect, any of those things, that we need all of that to be overall well, which I really feel we do. So I want to break down what all five of those dimensions mean and how you can incorporate those into your life and be well every day and start to live a better life, especially going in the summertime. I feel it in the air. Here we go into the best time of the year, the summer. We're going to be out and about. We're getting ready to play this summer, going to farmers markets, going on vacations, swimming with the kids, having barbecues, all of that. But we got to be well within ourselves, right? So what are we going to do? We're first, as always, we're going to get physical. As I've said, you want to keep walking like about 30 minutes a day. If you can, 3-4 times a week. It's a great way to get that metabolism jump started. And a great way to improve your health, right? That movement, want to keep moving as we continue to grow. Eating healthy, as I always say, you can't all train a diet. So you want to avoid fried foods, soft drinks, processed food, sweets. Eat everything in moderation, right? I don't want you just to go cold turkey on things, but I want you to understand that these things are going to help you with your overall diet, your well-being, and how you feel from the inside. And as always, make sure you're including those fruits and vegetables in your everyday diet. Big thing that people do not. And I repeat, do not skip your meals, y'all. You do not want to skip your meals. You want to eat your breakfast. You know, that's going to slow down your metabolism. It's going to cause you weight gain and all of those things. So you really want to be on top of that, making sure that first meal of the day is important. You want to make sure you get that in. Avoid heavy drinking. Now, with that being said, I just told y'all to go out and enjoy the summer. And I know that includes, you know, having some cocktails, right? We like to have a cocktail, maybe a glass of wine. I'm not saying don't do that, but just don't overdo it. You know, don't drink the whole bottle of wine. Have a glass or two. You know, just make sure you're pacing that. Definitely don't drink and drive, and alternate it. So if you're having a glass of wine, have a glass of water, right? And most important out of all of this with your physical is getting some sleep, right? We got to sleep. You got to get those 6-8 hours. I know for me, I have a super busy schedule. I really try and get at least 6 hours of sleep because I feel it. I really do feel it in my everyday activity. Okay. So that's going to get you started on that note. Next, emotional, right? We're kind of emotional roller coasters after the last 2 years. We've been through everything, through the pandemic, through the racial pandemic, right? Just through everything that's been going on. And now here we are 2 years later, 2 years, y'all, and we're getting back on track. So as I always say, have a positive attitude. That's always going to be that's going to help you in your everyday life, right? When problems arise, we can't solve everything, but you have to always see everything on the bright side and keep on moving, because things are just for that moment. They won't last forever. Understand your personal stress, right? We all have stress. It's not going to go away, our stress. It's just levels of how to handle it and how to manage it. That's using your time wisely. It will help you lower your stress and understanding that, you know, these are things that are going to happen in your life. These are stress levels. You're going to have stress. It's just how to manage that and balance that out over time. Big thing for me is, and I'm going to be very transparent, is finding someone you trust. So that might be a therapist. I personally have a therapist. I think it's great. I think it's great for your emotional well-being. As I balance things out in life, as I'm talking about that stress and that work and home balance, that helps me. So find someone, seek a counselor, a therapist, a life and wellness coach, all of that, that will help you. And there's all types of things. So, you know, you can have a peer counselor, you know, Google what's in your community, and there's usually something for you that you can do. And, you know, smile when you feel like you don't like it. You know, they say fake it till you make it. I'm not going to tell you to fake it till you make it, but definitely it's a lot easier to smile than frown. So work on that. Social, right? We have been in, once again, for 2 years. A lot of us have been in the house. Maybe some of us have been out, but truly the world is now opening up, right? It's been 2 full years. So get back involved. Get back involved in your community. Get back involved with your kids' events. Get out to social events. If your friends are having something in the backyard, go out. Be like, you know what? Even if you still want to wear your mask, no one's going to say anything. Go out there, wear your mask, get involved, get in the backyard, have some fun. There's all types of clubs that are back open, organized clubs and things on different campuses that you can do if you're in school. Find your interests and keep to that. Find your best friends. Maybe you haven't seen your friends in a long time. Maybe they live out of state and you guys can plan a trip. That's always great. That's really great for your social, right? Go out to dinner, go for a walk. Call your friend. Go, you know, back to what I said. If you need that 30-minute walk, hey, girl, hey, you know, whoever, we haven't seen each other in like 6 months. Let's go for that walk. Understanding healthy relationships. Let's talk about this for a second. As we grow, and some of us have grown a lot over the last 2 years, and we've been isolated, you definitely have seen what relationships will stay in your life and some that have left. And you want to make sure you're maintaining those healthy relationships. And you want to make sure that those that are not healthy relationships, then maybe you let those go. As I always say, let go, let flow, right? We want to keep flowing and want to let go of anything that's negative always. And last, balance your social life, right? Balance that social and work life. So if everything's just been about work these last 2 years or just about surviving, now let's slowly try and get out of that and get out and find your social life. And maybe it's a whole new outlook. Maybe you used to drink and now you don't. Maybe you didn't drink, now you do. Maybe you used to go on hikes and now you don't, or vice versa. Whatever that is, find your social life. There's someone out there that wants to do something you like to do now. Never forget that. Our spirit, right? Our namaste, our third eye, finding a quiet place. So some examples that I like for quiet place is the sauna. I love, love, love the sauna. I am at the sauna at my gym like 3 or 4 times a week. Usually I try and go when no one's there. That's my time of the day that I can just spend, get my mind right and kind of settle in. So find your quiet place, whether it's take a yoga class, read a book, or just sit in your room in the dark or with the lights on, whatever it is, and just find time for you, whether it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, or 2 hours, whatever you have to do. I think that's a lot to do with like the meaning of your life, right? As we move forward, where are we at now, mentally and spiritually, right? Who are we at this point after 2 years of coming out of this? And this is your time to rediscover yourself, right? And create the new version of you. This is a great time to weigh the pros and cons of what the next steps are for you moving into this new journey. And you know, appreciating the nature around you, right? As we come into this spring and summer, appreciate what we have come out of, appreciate what's left around us, and appreciate the air we're breathing. So get out. As you see, my thing is plants. I became a big plant mom. I got like 30, 40 plants around this house, y'all. It's crazy, but it brings good energy and oxygen to me. That was my outlet, right? That was my spiritual way of dealing with things, was kind of to have things that were alive and help my spirit feel good in a great way. And last, I want to talk about is that intellect, right? That mental stimulation and what stimulates us the most. You know, obviously, that TV sometimes can be too much. It's with the news sometimes, as much as we need that, right? We need to know what's going on in the world. We maybe want to turn that off and maybe read a book, right? Keep up on your current affairs, but keep it to a minimal if it's doing too much for your psyche. Maybe take an academic class. I know I did that. I took a class over time, over the last couple of years on entrepreneurship, and it was great. It was great for myself, for that mental well-being, and also for adding that back into my business. And for me, I'm a lifelong learner, right? I'm constantly reading. I'm constantly teaching. I always say I never want to be the smartest person in the room because I always want to be able to add and learn from other people back into my life. So, you know, take things seriously, but also have fun, right? You want to have fun in life and you want to be able to be well during this journey. And those are my ideas for your dimensions of wellness and how you can be well, how you can have that physical, you can have that emotional well-being and the social aspect of life and feeling that calmness with the spiritual side, but also stimulating the mind. So I hope all of those things were great tidbits for you and you can incorporate those into your daily life. And I hope they add to you. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. I'm Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. And see you soon.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority. Kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the Kid Experts.
OutSchool provides live online classes for kids. They offer academic classes as well as interest-based classes. The topics are so cool. Everything from art and fitness to physics, mindfulness, food, history. A lot of these topics are things that are not taught in your regular school. Check out their amazing classes. Your kids are gonna love it.
My son's about to graduate high school and he wants to go to college, but I don't have the money to pay for tuition at one of those big time universities. And I don't want him to be strapped with student loan debt trying to get a degree. So he's going here to Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. The school is designed for families like mine who have a higher financial need. Believe it or not, you won't pay more than $3,000 a year on average for tuition. And get this. Laptops, textbooks, meals, and even metro passes are free. Sound too good to be true? Well, it ain't. That's not even the best part. Doherty Family College at St. Thomas offers a 2-year undergraduate program with small class sizes, so your child will have the personal support they need to be successful. At Doherty Family College, they'll treat your child like family. Do what I did and check them out at dfc.sttomas.edu. Set up a tour today. You'll be glad you did.
I love mealtime with my family, especially when my mom lets us help with cooking. We always have a good time mixing eggs and cutting the crust off bread for sandwiches. But I had no idea that eggshells and breadcrumbs could be recycled. Do you know that 20% of trash is food waste? That's crazy! But there is something we can do to get that number down. Ramsey County has a program that lets us recycle food. That's right. I gather up banana peels, orange peels, and meat scraps that I can find. Then once a week, I drop them off at Ramsey County's food scrap collection site, where it gets turned into compost for gardening, landscaping, and more. it doesn't cost my mom a dime, and I feel like I'm doing my part to save the planet. Recycling is for everyone, and it's easy to do. Just log on to RamseyRecycles.com to find out more.
Did you know that UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make it easier to avoid overdraft fees? And we can. Now, if you overdraft at Huntington by $50 or less, you won't be charged an overdraft fee. And if you're overdrawn by more than $50, you have time to fix it with 24-hour grace. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people out. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington. Welcome. Your account will be closed if it is negative in any amount for 60 days. Learn more at Huntington.com/safetyzone and Huntington.com/grace.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.